This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began studying how the insight word amazed is used in the Gospel of Mark, and how it helps us understand the message of Mark better. The people were amazed at Christ's teaching. Now let's consider their amazement over the miracles he performed. He healed various kinds of illnesses and delivered people from demon possession. His miracles defied the laws of nature, like walking on water and subduing a storm. Often he told those he healed or delivered not to tell anyone, but in one case he told a delivered man to go back to his community and tell everyone the wonderful thing God had done for him. As he shared what had happened to him, the people were amazed at what they saw and heard. This was a step in their hearts being turned from rebellion, seen in Mark 5:17, to later begging him, that is Jesus, to heal a man, as seen in Mark 7:31-37. Jesus handled personal crises differently than most, seen as he stood before Pilate. He answered Pilate's first question forthrightly in Mark 15:2, but when he was falsely accused by the chief priests, he remained silent. Pilate wanted to know what his response would be to these accusations, but when Jesus made no reply, Pilate was amazed at how self-assured Jesus was while remaining humble and non-defensive. This is the picture of one who is in control even when others believe they have him overwhelmed. The way Jesus handled this personal crisis amazed Pilate, who foolishly thought he was in control of the situation. Amazing, isn't it?